USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russian invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The death toll after widespread and catastrophic flooding in eastern Kentucky has risen to 26 people due to heavy rains that started last week. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on NBC News last night.
We're going to be finding bodies for weeks. Many of them swept hundreds of yards, maybe quarter mile plus from where they were lost.
Actress and singer Nichelle Nichols, best known for Star Trek's Lieutenant Uhura, died Saturday night in Silver City, New Mexico.
One of the best written treaties on Africa that had ever been even attempted. It was called Uhuru, and Uhuru is Swahili for freedom.
She was 89 years old. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
As President Biden has the lowest poll numbers of any president in modern history and a track record of serious mental mistakes, President Obama and President Trump's doctor wants Biden to submit to a cognitive test.
Dozens of Republican lawmakers are calling for President Biden to take a cognitive test, citing the number of gaffes they say call into question the 79-year-old's fitness for the job. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson, who served as a presidential doctor to former Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump, led 54 of his colleagues urging Mr. Biden to submit to a cognitive test immediately. A Rasmussen Report survey from February found that 66% of voters believe Mr. Biden should also submit to a cognitive test, and 56% of voters are not confident the president is physically and mentally fit for the job. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The United States is considering sanctions that would target a United Arab Emirates-based businessman and a network of companies suspected of helping export Iran's oil. The firms and individuals under scrutiny have been using ship-to-ship transfer of oil in waters that lie between Iraq and Iran and then forging documents to hide the origins of the cargo. That's according to corporate documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. When the United States government started to request big tech and social media to start censoring topics to the American people, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry went into action. Jeff on Epic Times TV talks how the government censored topics like COVID and election fraud.
It's extremely important. It's extremely troublesome. You know, when you think about the federal government creating an agency called the Disinformation Board, that's like prima facie violation of the First Amendment. Think about it. This is the government that basically going to filter information, you know, to the American people, are basically going to ensure that some information gets out to the American people and some information doesn't get out. And, of course, that is exactly why the First Amendment was established under our Bill of Rights. That's exactly the kind of conduct the founders of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights wanted to prevent. They did not want the government censoring information to citizens.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.